Welcome to day 113. We are up to Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. These are the Mishnayos for Shabbos, the first day of Pesach. And we haven't had this challenge yet where we'll have a few days in which we can't listen to the recordings of the Mishnayos. So I'm going to post both today's and tomorrow's, the first days of Pesach Mishnayos, on Erev Pesach today, so that you can either get ahead of the game, or if you want to catch up on Shabbos and Sunday's Mishnayos right after the first days, they will be sitting and ready to go in your inbox. We are discussing trained vines. Vines not that are growing freely in a vineyard, but that are trained. We saw two examples of that. Either they are draped over a wall or they're draped over a ditch. And either way, the purpose is to guide their growth. Today, we're going to learn about another sort of trained vine, and that is not over a wall and over a ditch, but over a canopy. And the roof of the canopy has those crisscrossing pieces of wood. I'm sure we've seen. That's called a trellis. You can Google it. That's a trellis. So when it was very common for grapes to be draped over this canopy and then to be on top, almost on the roof, over that trellis. Now, the general halacha is the ground underneath the canopy in which the grapes are draped on the trellis, you are not allowed to plant other sorts of produce. We're going to see, does that status, does the ground underneath, in which you're not allowed to plant other sorts of produce, does that have the full status of a vineyard as if the vines were planted right there on the ground, or is it a little bit different? So says our Mishnah Beis, Aris Shu Yotze Min HaMadrega. Imagine you have a field that has or two levels of ground. One is one part of the ground is a little bit higher than the next, and on the higher ground, you have this canopy that is now draping over the lower part of the ground, and you have vines draped over it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Ben Yaakov Omer, im omeid ba'aretz uvoser eskulo. If you're standing on the lower part and you're able to reach up and harvest all of the grapes on the trellis, meaning to say that it is low enough, it's close enough to the lower part of the ground, they're able to harvest it all, hareza osa arba amos basadeh. Then, not only is the ground underneath the canopy usher to plant other sorts of produce, but if you wanted to plant another sort of produce, you'd have to leave 4 amos from the end of the canopy in order to plant a new produce, meaning almost like you draw an imaginary line from the top of the canopy to the ground, and then 4 amos from there, you'd leave empty, and then you could plant another sort of produce. Why? Clearly, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Yaakov believes that the area underneath that is almost exactly like a vineyard. It's as if the vines are planted right there in the ground, so you need to leave the 4 amos. That is only if you can reach it. V'imlav, but if you can't reach it, eino osar ela kenegdo. If not, then the only thing that is usar is the area right beneath that trellis. But once the trellis ends, right immediately you can plant other sorts of produce because it is high enough that it's not considered as if it's actually a vineyard in the ground. Now we're going to slightly pivot. And once we mention this madrega, the two levels of land, we're going to talk about something else having to do with the vineyard. But we're no longer talking about trained vines. We're just talking about two regular vines in a field. And the question is, let's say you have, well, why don't we read it? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Af hanota achas ba'aretz v'achas b'madrega. If a person has, we know the halacha that you need to have 2 rows, according to Beis Hillel, you need 2 rows for something to be considered a vineyard. So if you have 1 row on one level, and then the other row of vines on a lower level or on a higher level, but it's on a different level than the original one, im gavoa min ha'aretz asar tefachim, if the higher one is more than 10 tefachim or more than the other one, in eina mitzarefes ima, then they cannot combine, those 2 rows cannot combine to create a vineyard. Vimlav harezu mitzarefes ima, but if it is not, if it's less or fewer than 10 tefachim, then the 2 rows of vines can combine, then it's considered as if they are 2 rows together, and it's considered a vineyard. So again, if it's 10 tefachim or higher, then they don't combine, and then each row is considered like its own individual vine, and you only need to separate 6 tefachim in order to plant the sort of produce, because it's not a vineyard. But if they are fewer than 10 tefachim apart, in terms of height, then they would combine. It's considered a vineyard, and you have to leave 4 amos. That is Mishnah Beis. Says Mishnah Gimel, Hamadala Sagefen al Miktas Apifyaros. So now we're talking about someone who plants or drapes a single vine. We're talking about a trained vine, but not a trained vineyard, just a single vine that is draped over an Apifyaros. That's the canopy with the trellis on top. Lo Yavizera el Tachas Hamosar. The halacha, he says, is that not only are you not allowed to plant right under the area in which the vine is growing, you're for sure not allowed to plant there, but not only you're not allowed to plant there, you're also not allowed to plant under the entire trellis, the entire canopy, because it's almost as if the trellis is being designated for the use of that vine. So it's almost as if the entire canopy has the status of that one vine, and therefore you're not allowed to plant under the entire thing. Imhevi lo kidesh. But if you did plant that other area, if you did plant in the areas under the canopy, but that is not directly under the vine, you shouldn't have. But if you did, it's not a problem. It doesn't become kilayim. It's not usur. But, vim hilech chadash usur. But if it then, if the vine, the single vine that's there, continues to grow, and then it starts to drape over the produce that is underneath the part of the canopy that originally it wasn't under the grapevine, right? Again, imagine you have a canopy you planted in an area that was not under that single vine, but then the single vine started to grow, and now it's covering that sort of produce, then usher. Then it, you are not allowed to, that produce becomes usher, and you have to uproot it. Now, the chain hamadala al miktas ilan srak. The Mishnah concludes the same is true if you planted on an ilan srak, which means a non-fruit bearing tree. We know that trees in general do not have a problem with vines, so a person would often drape vines around the trunk of a tree or around branches, and that would be a way to train the vines. So the halacha is it says the chain. It's the same halacha as it was with a canopy. That's to say that if you planted only one vine and you draped it over a certain branch or branches, you would not be allowed to plant under any part of the tree, any branch of the tree, because it's almost as if the entire tree is now serving that vine. It's as if that one vine was draped over the entire tree. So you're not allowed to plant under sort of produce anywhere under the tree. But if we continue the line of thought, the same thing would be true. If you did, it's not a problem. You don't have to uproot it. But once the vine continues to grow and now is over the part that you planted underneath, then you'd have to uproot that vegetable, that sort of produce. That is Mishnah Gimel. We will continue with Mishnah Dalet in just a moment.